Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Deb Nuss and Dave Baker are in studio. We're talking about Manhattan Juneteenth. I'm Brady Bowman, and we talked more about this grilling contest. I'm just more intrigued every time you talk about it. Now, are there any rules against, is it, I can use charcoal or...
The only rules that you have to do is it has to be, you got to grill on the premise. Can't do it, can't bring it with you. It has to be done in the premise. We will supply the meat. There'll be a, that will happen on Friday night. Then you can come Saturday morning whenever you want to get started, but your food has to be ready by noon. That's when we start selling our taster kits. And basically what we do is called the crowd pleaser. So the crowd is going to be the one that selects the winner. And when they buy that taster kit, they'll get some coupons in there. And if they like your food, they're going to give you that ticket, that coupon. And, of course, at 2 o'clock, the contest ends, and we'll count those. And that'll determine who's the best griller at Juneteenth this year.
And I bring my own grill.
Bring your own grill. We'll give you the location of where you're going to do it. And all you got to do is be there and cook.
Okay, I can do that. I can put those two things together. I'm kind of old school. Charcoal's where I go.
That'll work.
All right. Well, I'm gonna be doing a lot of thinking this week and thinking about what dishes. I mean, if I do want to sign up, or if anybody wants to sign up, where do they need to go?
You can get a hold of me at the Douglas Center, and I can get you the application. And we need to know here in the next day or so, because we're gonna have to know how much meat we need to supply.
Actually, and you can also just go to our website, ManhattanJuneteenth.org. The participant application and the grilling applications are both on the website, too. But the fastest way would be to stop by the Douglas Center and talk to Mr. Baker about it.
Okay. So I got a couple days. The pressure's on.
Yes.
The pressure's on. Here with Deb Nuss and Dave Baker, we're talking Juneteenth. The 29th annual Manhattan Juneteenth celebration, again, will be Saturday, June 16th at City Park. The theme of this year's event is Recognize the History or Repeat the Past. And looking at some of the entertainment that is lined up for this year's Juneteenth, looks really impressive, looks really fun.
Well, this year we're going to have two bands and in the evening time, and be very similar to what we do with Arts in the Park. JaVale Rowan and AC Band. JaVale is a young man who works at K-State. He's a renowned upcoming artist, and we were just tickled death and happy to get him. And so he's going to perform at 6 o'clock, and then from 6 to 8, and then at 8 o'clock, Charles Walker Band, who we've had in the past, and they're coming in from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And he has a little bit bigger band, and so there's going to be some really, really good entertainment on Saturday evening.
And looking at your press release for the event that we'll have on our website here later today, that the Charles Walker Band been compared to Prince, Bruno Mars, James Brown, that's a good comparison.
Well, I will say this. We've had him here before, and he certainly falls into that category.
Crowd pleaser.
Without a doubt.
Crowd pleaser. Again, we're talking Juneteenth. That'll be Saturday, June 16th at City Park. If you're unaware of what Juneteenth is, it's the oldest known celebration commemorating the ending of slavery in the United States, dating back to 1865. It was on June 19th that Union soldiers led by Major General Gordon Granger landed Galveston, Texas, with news that the war had ended and that the enslaved were now free. And, of course, it's important to note that this was 2.5 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, which had become official January 1st of 1863. So an event that's very much founded in history, but most importantly, in modern times, it's an event that brings the community together. And I think that's always the main drive of Juneteenth.
Well, I would certainly say that. And this is one of the, you know, we've talked about Manhattan. Manhattan has so many wonderful events. And I mean, you can't even name them all. But when I start thinking about one event that brings all people together for a little while to have a good time, you know, we don't have that many. When I think about Waumegle, they've got the Tulip Festival. They do the Oz...
Oztoberfest.
Oztoberfest. Yeah. And the 4th of July. We have tremendous events here in Manhattan, but I don't know of one where the whole community comes out and participates, you know, at a single event. And so that's one of the things that we've really been trying to do with Juneteenth is to have something where all people, everybody will come out and participate and have a good time. So we're working on that, and hopefully this year we'll be able to get, you know, closer to that goal.
The other thing that I want to mention, too, is, you know, later in the day, there's going to be a Juneteenth history presentation between 5:30 and 6, but also just prior to when Juneteenth kicks off at 11 o'clock, parents can take their children to the Manhattan Public Library, and the Manhattan Public Library is doing a historical event about Juneteenth, and then with the hope then that those families and their children then will come to the Community Unity Walk. And I think it's just indicative of the kind of support that we get from the community. The Manhattan Public Library is participating. We have great support from the City of Manhattan's Parks and Recreation Department in terms of the use of the space at City Park. Dave and his staff, the Douglas Community Center, if it weren't for them, this event wouldn't take place the way that it does. And then just the support that we get from the community. We have a lot of businesses that have been longtime supporters of Juneteenth. Community First National Bank, Commerce Bank, Sunflower Bank, for example, have always supported us. SPS Incorporated, which those of us that have been around a long time know that that's Steel and Pipe, they have been a longtime supporter of Juneteenth. Charleston and Wilson has been a longtime supporter. And then we have a lot of new businesses that are supporting the event this year. And so, you know, this community, when you ask, they help. And so that's very gratifying to know that they're there and supportive of an event like this.
And I'd like to add to that too, Deb. There's a number of businesses that have just given us things to make this a great event. Walmart has given us the bicycles for our bike rodeo. Academy is furnishing us a basketball goal for a three-point shootout. There's just a number, and we're giving away a lot of the bank, the giveaways. We have a lot of things that we're going to be giving away just because people are there, and drawings and those types of things. So the support has just been unbelievable this year, and I think it's going to be a great event.
And I can't remember if this was last year or the year before on the car wash contest. That's a fun thing to check out.
It's back again, and the K-State basketball team is going to participate. The fire department, the police department, that takes place about 4 o'clock. It's hilarious. It's probably one of the funnest events of the day. And, you know, you wouldn't think it would be that hard to wash a car. But in this contest, it's a little special. So if people want to see someone really wash a car. And Dick Edwards is supplying us those cars for the car wash contest. So as Deb said, we've just had a number of new supporters and old supporters of Juneteenth. And we're looking forward to a big time this Saturday.
Because with the car wash contest, it's usually done to music and a little bit of dancing.
There's some theatrics that go on with that.
It's special. Yeah. It's something special to see.
And I'll tell you what, if you like the K-State basketball team, they can do some dance moves while they're washing the car. RCPD, I was surprised with some moves a couple of years ago.
You know, I was going to talk to Coach Weber about the basketball team. They need a little bit more. They got to give it a little bit more. They've struggled the last couple of years with the contest, but I think they'll be right there this year.
We need Martavius Irvin back. He was the guy with the moves
okay.
back in the day. But that'll be so fun. Again, we're talking Juneteenth. It'll be on the 16th, Saturday in Manhattan at City Park, the 29th year. And again, just things kick off at 11 a.m. Mayor Linda Morris will provide a proclamation and be there to kick things off. There'll be free T-shirts, which will be given away to the first 100 people participating in the walk. They will conclude with musical performances in Norville Band Shell by a host of different bands. That will go from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock that night. Of course, there will also be the barbecue contest that I might be participating in.
I'm going to make sure you have an application before I leave this morning.
Okay. Fair enough. I get good reviews on my barbecue, and I'm not going to lie. Ask John Kurtz.
I'm looking forward to tasting it.
Well, here with Deb Nuss and Dave Baker, we're talking Juneteenth. Got about 2.5 minutes left. Any other things you wanted to go over?
Well, again, my biggest thing would be that we want the community to come out and enjoy this day. And it's a special day, not just for Juneteenth, but for the community. And so we're looking forward to Saturday, and just hope we have a lot of people come out to have a good time on Juneteenth.
And I would just add to that, you know, this year we have about 30 vendors is what we call them. That it's a combination of community organizations and then people that have product to sell. And part of the reason they come out is because they do want to interact with the community. And so I would just encourage people to come and see what those businesses and community organizations have to share. The other thing I want to point out, too, is I don't know how many years that they've been doing this, but the Manhattan Rotary Club brings the Schwann's truck and provides ice cream. And if I'm reading the forecast right, Saturday's going to be another warm one. So they always make sure they have plenty of ice cream in that Schwann's truck to give out.
And I would like to add, Deb, along with it being warm, that's one of the blessings that we have during Juneteenth at City Park. The city has allowed us to use that and the pavilion. So we'll have plenty of water there to people get dehydrated. And if they really get hot, I mean, we've got that air-conditioned pavilion. And that is a big, big, big plus for our program.
And again, everybody gets involved. MFD, RCPD, K-State basketball, everybody's going to be out. It's always a fun thing. I'm looking forward to it. Deb Nuss and Dave Baker for Manhattan Juneteenth Committee. Thanks so much for coming on. I had a lot of fun.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
If you missed any of today's In Focus, a little bit later this afternoon, it will be on demand online at newsradiokman.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, we'll have guests from Riley County. County Commission right now working, actually probably as we speak, on budgetary matters. We'll get a preview of what's coming in store for Riley County government. That's tomorrow on In Focus. Coming up next, CBS News, followed by Clark, Rush, and Dan.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the...